Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I cannot help but feel misled, disheartened, and disappointed when I witness the Department of Interior taking steps to lease more public lands to oil and gas, all in the name of profit.
Environmentalists, including White House Environmental Justice Advisory Council member Jade Begay, are blasting a move to resume leasing federal lands. President Joe Biden called for an end to drilling on public lands on the campaign trail, but now faces mounting pressure to increase U.S. energy production to lower gas prices. But New Mexico State Senator Kerry Hamblin says diversifying away from fossil fuels can better protect communities.
Oil and gas pollution is a social and environmental justice issue, and communities across the country are being treated as disposable so that money can be made by the few off of the backs of the many.
The Bureau of Land Management will post sale notices today for 144,000 acres. Russian troops look to finally take Mariupol and may take custody of any man who remain there. The now-leveled southern Ukrainian city has held out since the start of the invasion, blocking Russian plans to connect two areas they control. The mayor's office says the invaders are filtering out all the Ukrainian men for forced service, labor, or isolation. Russia is warning that U.S. weapons shipments could lead to, quote, unpredictable consequences, unquote, while Ukraine's president is warning that Russia could use nuclear or chemical weapons. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the odds of that are low.
It's hard to see what the military target of a chemical weapon would be that would have strategic significance that would outweigh the potential international consequences.
Moscow announced sanctions against British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The UK has shipped significant weapons to Ukraine. China slammed a visit to Taiwan by a congressional delegation, including South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
To abandon Taiwan would be to abandon democracy and freedom. It would be to abandon free trade. It would reward the worst in humanity.
Beijing staged military drills in response to the visit and reaffirmed its claim on the self-governed island. President Biden will nominate former Deputy Secretary of the Treasury Michael Barr as the Federal Reserve's head of financial supervision. Barr helped lead a regulatory overhaul of the sector during the Obama administration after the bank-led financial crisis of 2008. Elon Musk is reportedly talking with investors about a new bid to buy Twitter. Twitter responded to Musk's first $43 billion takeover offer by diluting his shares. Today is the tax filing deadline. According to the Tax Foundation, the top half of federal income taxpayers will pay about 15%, while the bottom half about 3.5%. President Biden and the First Lady paid more than $150,000 for 2021, about 25% of their income. And after a two-year hiatus due to COVID, the White House Easter egg roll is back. 30,000 kids and their guardians will participate in today's event, which dates back to 1876. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find RE Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.